Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Tom Rennie with TLR Consulting. Tom, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Kemp. Thank you.
Good.
Beautiful fall weather in Dalton here.
Yeah, I know, and it's good to have my resident Scotsman on with me this morning. I want to talk a little bit about an area that you're an expert in, and that's in fiber extrusion. You know, I've been traveling around a little lately and have been hearing that there's about 160 million pounds of carpet fiber extrusion equipment coming online in the next 6 or 7 months. And when you first hear that, you got to think, ooh, here's a business that's down. The carpet business is down over 30%. Why would they be adding this much fiber capacity? And I think you have an answer for that, don't you?
Yes. The reason for the expansion is all this new capacity is filament. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that happened during the recession was that the carpet mills closed down their spun yarn operations. So, in effect, what you're having is what we thought was going to be inevitable about 10 years ago, but has been accelerated due to the recession, is the replacement of staple spun yarns with filament. And this 160 million pound is required to supply the carpet that would be necessary in a fairly normal market.
So basically, they came offline with staple because that process, well, for one thing, BCF has evolved so that it performs and it's soft, but the process of making carpet out of staple is very labor-intensive and just not very profitable to make it that way, is it?
It's much more so than filament. Mm-hmm. And the other thing is that the machines making filament are now so far advanced that the quality of the filament coming out is much better than it used to be. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, one of the things that was the big attraction for staple, Kemp, in the earlier days was the very fact that staple was blended, and when it was put into carpet and solid dyed, the streak level was significantly lower than the filament. But the filament guys have now got the process engineering in and the machines have been modified so that the streak level of filament now is as good as it ever was when the DuPonts and the BASFs were making on. Consequently, the filament can now replace staple in the market.
Explain streak level.
Okay. Streak levels is where you look at a length of carpet and you can see dark or lighter lines running down the carpet.
Okay.
That used to cause a lot of headaches in the filament business, but no longer.
So it's consistency of color, basically.
Consistency of color, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right,
yeah.
So let's talk. You know, one of the things you told me before we decided to do this interview this morning, something that was new to me. When I had heard this capacity was coming on, I had heard that it was polyester, PET capacity, and you enlightened me and told me that actually this new extrusion equipment is so versatile that you can either run PET, PTT, or nylon with this new BCF extrusion equipment.
That's absolutely true, Kemp. And remember, if we go back in history again, mm-hmm. when the guys started to make polypropylene, which is how the carpet mill started off their extrusion business. One of the dilemmas they had was that when solution dyed nylon started to take off, they thought they could use the polypropylene equipment to make it. Well, in fact, they could not. And so when they're buying extrusion equipment now, they're buying it so that they can run multi-polymers on it. I mean, the intention right now is polyester, and we'll get into that in a little bit later in the conversation, but it is much wiser thing to do when you spend millions of dollars on new equipment to have at least the capability of running the popular polymers in that are used in the marketplace. Finally, the other thing is the modification required to run PET is not very expensive, so it's better right up front to have that capability.
And that's just a dryer, is that what it takes to?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. One of the things I definitely want to point out in this interview is that this recession recovery has been slow, and it's actually probably a good thing because it's taken a while for this capacity to come online. And you were telling me earlier that if the recession had recovered like many of the other ones, a lot of these big carpet mills would have found themselves without enough capacity to satisfy demand. Is that right?
Yes. They'd be caught between a rock and a hard place. Mm-hmm. There's no way they want to open the spun yarn plants up, and they wouldn't have enough filament capacity to supply the needs. So the very fact that we've had this slow recovery is allowing them to put in the equipment and capability of making enough yarn face fiber to supply the growing needs. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, so this 160 million pounds, and I know it's probably rough to try to figure out exactly who's doing what, but I mean, some of the names.
Okay, yeah, you'll get Shaw Industries,
right.
You will get Mohawk, of course, the two big guys.
Right.
Mohawk, in particular, their capability will be that this product can run the PTT mm-hmm. as well as PET,
right.
Because that PTT has been so successful for them.
Right.
I mean, it is. It has been probably the most successful introduction ever made in the industry for a new polymer. So you've got Mohawk, and then we have the people like Engineered Floors, who, you know, 3 years ago were at £8 million, and they're going up to something like £75 million.
That's,
you've got Far.
Let me go back now. Engineered Floors. Most people know this, but Engineered Floors is Bob Shaw's company.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then you've got Far Industries,
right.
Who primarily were the spinners of high-quality spun yarn, and they're moving in the extruded yarn business. Mm-hmm. And then smaller companies like M&M and Lexmark and Bilieu, of course, it will be.
Yeah, I was going to say, we skipped, when we were going down the list, Bilieu definitely is probably adding, and theirs is probably a sizable amount too, wouldn't you think?
Yeah, but you know, when you look at it, that 150 million pound, it's a big number when you see it on its own.
Yeah.
It's less than 5%.
So while it sounds like a big amount, it's out of all of, even in today's market, I know it's early in the morning and this requires a little math on your part, but in today's current demand,
based on the current usage of fiber, I believe that this would be about between 5 and 7% of the total usage of fiber in the carpet industry. But also, they're planning for the future.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't mean that they're running everything that they've got now at capacity.
Okay.
But they recognize that because they've taken the decision to stop making staple spun yarns and have no intention of reopening these plants, that they're going to need this capacity when the market rights itself.
Yeah. So when you hear that they're adding this capacity, you'd think, if you know the business school equation of supply and demand, you know, if you have too much supply, then you get into pricing issues. So that's not going to be the case at all in this situation.
No, yeah. No, it's not. And I mean, the other major reason, Kemp, is that there really is only one major supplier of extrusion equipment.
Mm-hmm.
So when you make the decision to say, right, I'm going to expand by 50 million pounds,
yeah,
that 50 million pound is going to come in and be operational 12 to 18 months from now. So they're doing a good job of getting ahead of the curve to bring in this new capacity.
Okay. Who's the benefactor? Who is the manufacturer of this equipment?
Neumag.
So it's a foreign company.
Yes, they're made in Germany.
Made in Germany, okay.
Yes.
One last question. We're about to run out of time, but for many years you were the main consultant involved with this PTT plan up in Canada. PTT is also called Trixta.
Yes.
And that was mothballed, you know, based on lack of profitability. But now that Mohawk is doing so well, is there the potential that some other company might fire that plant back up?
They're in the process of doing so right now.
Oh, is that right?
Okay. Yes. They've got new owners. Mm-hmm. And they're going to have the dual capability of making PET and PTT. So, yes, eventually, 2011, 2012, there will be a second supplier of Trixta into the marketplace.
Right, very interesting. Well, Thomas, I appreciate you spending time with us this morning. It's always very enlightening. You've been talking to Thomas Rennie with TLR Consulting, and you've been listening to Kemphar and FloorDaily.net.